Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, easy number to talk with Sherry. This is your opportunity. She's going to be here for another almost hour before she heads on over to Plants for All Seasons, where you can also talk to her. But you can grab her right now on the phone at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we have got Barry on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning. Seems like I'm calling you every weekend nowadays.
Hey, go right ahead. Let's have a successful garden.
I'm the guy that called you last week about battle chinch bug.
Oh, okay. All righty. How are they doing?
So I've after hundreds and hundreds of dollars and killing the carcasses twice, I came to learn that it wasn't chinch bugs.
Oops.
So
and what was it?
That's what I need to find out. Okay. So my yard, like I have mentioned, is St. Augustine. So, and this my invader is I call it a crabgrass.
Okay.
Because my yard looks like the troop movement map of a World War II invasion. Just to put it in some kind of context.
Okay. But that's visual.
It's a very thin bladed grass, but yeah. the roots are so bound that it's basically going through and choking out my St. Augustine, and there's like patches of survivors scattered all over.
Yeah.
So my question was, and I have two questions actually. Question one is there either a spreadable or a spray-on killer that will kill the invading grass, or mm-hmm. or will it affect the St. Augustine as well?
Okay. What part of town are you in?
Beautiful outskirts of Willis.
Okay. So you need to take the weed that we need to identify to a garden center. And I know that there is one. They're not a Home Show Garden Pro, but I know the people at Growers Outlet up there.
I know which one you're talking about.
Okay. So we need to get a positive.
I need an alternative.
Oh, okay. So you can come see me. You can come see me, and I'm at Plants for All Seasons on 249. Or you can contact the store, and they'll give you my phone number, and you can text me pictures. I don't want to give it out online.
Plants for All Seasons?
Yeah.
Yes. On 249.
And where are you at, ma'am?
On 249.
Easy to get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
because I really want to put my eyes on what you're talking about, because you know, a lot of people call Bermuda grass crabgrass, and a lot of people call torpedo grass crabgrass. So I need to know what we're dealing with.
Right. Well, it could be, but it's just like, I mean, my yard is everything. I've been blessed to have the resources to keep it up, but I don't have the resources to waste it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And so, I think a lot of times, if we don't diagnose right, we end up spending a lot of money that we didn't need to spend. And, you know, St. Augustine is really the biggest weed we grow. So there is a reason that Bermuda or crabgrass is able to come in and compete. And we need to get to the bottom of that. And so I would be more than willing to help you figure that out. But just contact the store and say, the girl on the radio, I need her phone number.
Okay. And what's the phone number over there?
It's 281-376- 1646.
Okay, I will do that. And then I have stock roses. The same thing you were just talking about, would that work for stock roses too?
When you say stock roses, do you mean hybrid teas?
Yes.
Okay, so we want to be a little bit more particular with those guys. Yes, you do want to water and feed them the same way. Okay. But and you can take, you can tip prune those, but don't do a heavy pruning on them.
Okay, that's okay. What I wanted to make sure.
And send me pictures of those too, and we can work that out.
Yeah, I have 23 of them, so I got.
Nice. Oh, beautiful!
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
You bet. So,
right.
So
well,
I'll be waiting
it.
For your pictures, and then, yep, we'll get you all figured out.
All right, I'll call the store here in a little bit and ask for the girl on the radio.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Well, that's wonderful. Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We have all sorts of ways to work through your questions and concerns that you have in your green spaces. We will return after this.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. If you didn't get that easy number to give us a call, I am here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. She is up on 249, as we've talked about, and she is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, and we really appreciate her coming and sharing her knowledge and her expertise on solving some of these mysteries that we all run into in our backyards. We're in this together, and I'm sure Sherry's had to solve some mysteries in her backyard too. So give us a call at 281-833-3333 to join our conversation. And like I said, we have got a website called homeshowgardenpros.com. And there is an Ask a Pro button. You are welcome to send in your question and pictures. It's very helpful. You could also pop in, send a picture real quick and call us if you think that we need to have a conversation about that picture, because many times that is what we need. We need to have more conversation about it. But Sherry, I have a question here from Josh, who sent one in. And he wants to know how to revitalize an arborvita.
Mm-hmm. It's arborvitae.
Thank you.
That's okay.
And I'm the, you know, kindergarten gardener.
That's okay.
Arborvitae.
Uh-huh. Which kind of looks like your junipers.
Oh, okay.
Or your Italian cypress kind of trees. So, again, I need a picture.
Okay. We have a picture of this
great.
One.
Great. So we can see that. There's a few things that go wrong with them. One, how old is it? We need to know how old it is, because we were talking earlier about life expectancy. So if this is a very, very mature one and it's 30 years old, there may not be anything that we can do to extend it or prolong its life, because it might just be at the end. It could be, if it's a younger one, it could be a spider mite issue. When we get this intensely hot and dry, spider mites like to go crazy. So I need to be able to see it to know. Also, we get the bagworms that chew it up and eat them. And then there's also a root disease that could be the culprit. So
wow. And he says it's yellowish. And I just found the picture. I'm sorry I took so long.
Okay. So that is a baby one that he has. It's very small. And it looks like appears to be newly planted, and unfortunately it looks to be dead.
Really dead.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of those things where it's newly planted and a sprinkler system just was not enough.
Okay.
It probably got too far gone before he realized it, and if he did start hand watering it after that point, I think it was just too far gone.
It was dead.
It's supposed to be green, and it is. It's like a golden yellow.
It looks crispy, almost.
Yeah. Okay. It's time to let it go.
Right. Now, he did mention on here, he said yellowish, obviously, but he said that there are other, the other 13 are green and doing fine.
Sure.
But they obviously look like they're spread apart because this one, the picture of this is
you
just
don't see
all
another
by
one
itself.
In there. Yeah. And so that's just a function of it. The other one's got enough water.
Right.
That guy didn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Replace him with a new one and do some hand watering. And if he wants to replace them in the fall, it will be easier on him and the plant.
Okay, yeah. And then replace it and make some changes. Like, see if this, if he has a sprinkler system, is it covering it?
Yeah.
But if not, you still need to hand water
it with
stuff.
This extreme heat if he does it right now.
Okay.
He obviously prepared correctly for the other 13, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this one, just for some reason,
is not getting.
Yep.
And you know what I've learned from the Home Show Garden Pros is where you get your plants is important. And that's why we talk to you locally, family-owned and operated nurseries, and you source things locally. So that's also can be a big deal. You just don't know what you're getting if you buy them from a box store or
yeah,
a
but being
store.
That he has 13 others that are
that
doing
are
well,
doing
I don't
well.
Think it was the plant.
True.
I'm pretty sure it was just the circumstances.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, I will let him know that, yeah, let's start over and let's get some water.
You got
it. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, when we return, we'll talk with Perry and Felton.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
How grows it with your veggies? Extend harvest time. Mulch your beds with pine straw. It's good for soil, too. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hello, I am sitting here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and to give us a call, it's 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. You do not want to miss the chance to be able to talk to Sherry and find out if you've got a mystery in your backyard or in your garden or in your lawn. Give us a call. And we have a couple of calls, Sherry, that are waiting for us. So good morning, Perry. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be able to connect with y'all. This is Perry in Conroe. I've been here about 3 years, formerly from Tomball. Used to be a frequent flyer of Plants for All Seasons.
I know exactly who you are.
Oh, fun.
Miss you all tremendously.
Yeah.
Well, hey, so up here, I'm in a neighborhood community, and there's everyone has these 4-foot iron fences, and so you can see what's going on in other neighbors' yards. We have a huge, like, white moth problem. They are everywhere. I don't know if they're the ones that are eating the lawn or not, because I can tell you it's not looking perfect. And you walk out at night with the dogs, or you shine a flashlight out there with them, and it's just a massive rising of moths from my yard, neighbor's yard. And, you know, you got me hooked on that organic schedule, so I really don't want to put out poison. So
Yeah, so you may be at the beginning of the sod webworm. It's not in our area in Tomball, but you know, it moves from area to area, so it could be Conroe's turn. So if you don't want to do chemicals, you don't have to. They've done a lot of research with molasses and seaweed. So if you get your like super seaweed and mix in some molasses and just go spray your grass, you may still see the moths, but the caterpillars can't digest. It basically disrupts their feeding because they can't metabolize and digest the molasses.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll still see the moths, but their babies won't be able to eat on the grass and then turn into moths.
Okay, well, that is helpful. So super seaweed with some molasses in there.
And then if the moths are just super annoying, You know, remember grandma used to have a cedar chest because the moths wouldn't go in there. So you could get a liquid cedar spray, and that will repel them, at least push them into your neighbor's yard.
Yeah. That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. And it does. It does mosquitoes and fleas and other things as well. So.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, well, thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks for calling. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Good luck with that. Oh, well, those are great pieces of information. And I love your whys.
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed with understanding why. Don't just tell me how to do something. I love to understand. Yeah. So basically, you're disrupting their digestive system. Uh-huh. So it stops them right there. And I'm assuming they don't have a long lifespan anyway.
Right. No. It's just like your butterfly garden, right? 2 weeks as an adult, 2 weeks as an egg, 2 weeks as a... So it's everything's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing the moths 2 weeks later, you'll probably...
Have a reduction.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the molasses super seaweed and or the liquid cedar spray. I had not heard about the liquid cedar spray. That's a great idea. Yep. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Felton, Ray, and Frank, we will be right with you after this.
Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant too.
Sunshine ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive and living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. It's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. This is a co-op of knowledge experts, everything green. And Sherry, we have got a line of calls for you. You are a popular woman. So, Felton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Good. What do you have for Sherry?
I have a tree in my front yard. I was out last week and I noticed a few wasps flying into the tree.
Yeah, I looked
all around it, wasn't able to find an actual nest, but the more and more I look at it since then, the more and more of them I see coming in and out of that tree. Is there anything I can do about that? I was looking at trying to have the tree trimmed, but I was trying to make the job as safe for everybody as I could.
Yeah, so when you say coming in and out, is there a crack, a crevice, a...
No, there's no crack or crevice. Most of them I see landing there on leaves or the branches to the tree. I don't see them actually moving into the tree, but they fly on to the leaves and stay there for a while and then fly away and then come back and forth.
Okay, so they're actually doing you a service, so I would leave them be. What we don't realize, we think wasps are dangerous and they're going to sting us, which, yes, they will if you get too close to their home, but they eat a crazy amount of caterpillars and insects. Okay, so if I ever see a wasp going around a plant, it's hunting. It's looking for food. And so what you don't realize is there's usually caterpillars in our oak trees and in our different trees, and sometimes there's aphids. And so they're basically predators. They're constantly hunting for food. So when I see a tree that has wasps always around it, I just know that there's a food source for them. So be grateful that they're keeping whatever the real problem is under control.
Away. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep, you bet. Thank you. I always say if the only time I will harm wasps is if, like, for instance, they set up a nest in the garden where I want to go and be, or right next to the vegetable garden. They're there to clean things up and keep it, you know, keep it bug free as possible. But if it's a matter of me getting stung because I'm getting too close to their nest, then I will take care of a nest. But they're very beneficial, very predatory, and they're keeping kind of nature in balance.
That's so nice.
You
That's
can use a lot less chemicals if you just let them do their job.
Right. As long as they're
during that whole sod webworm thing,
they
were eating tons of caterpillars in the grass. So a lot of people would see caterpillars kind of hovering over the grass, and that's what they're doing. They're eating.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the wasps hovering.
The wasps are eating.
Okay. Yep. Now, you did mention you asked him if there were holes in his tree.
Like if there was an entry point, because he said they were going into the tree. I wanted to know, are they going into the tree? Is there a nest inside the tree? But if they're just going to the tree.
Yeah. In the bushes.
And you see them on the leaves and the limbs, that's what they're doing. They're cleaning up and eating bugs.
Okay. I know exactly what he's talking about, because I was out hand watering the red bush tree that I've got. I think that's what you know, bottle brush.
Yeah.
Right. And they were flying in and out, and I had the instinct of, okay, just leave them alone. I didn't see any big, you know, problems. So that's what they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, let those wasps go unless they're causing danger to pets or family.
Yep.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we have Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just have one quick question this morning. I am using a MicroLife fertilizers, and I have got to get rid of ants and mosquitoes, particularly ants. My daughter's really allergic to them.
Yeah.
And I've been told if I spray my yard with pesticides, it can kill the microorganisms that are part of that fertilizer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, yes, you will if you're doing the wrong kind of chemicals and you're doing a mass spraying everywhere. But are we talking fire ants? That's the ones that we're worried.
Fire ants.
Okay.
That's
so
correct. Yeah.
I wouldn't go after a fire ant problem with a broad spectrum spray. Okay. Or chemical treatment. Be very localized and very specific. We're treating fire ants. So let's use something for fire ants. And you want to do a bait twice a year. Okay, and once in the spring and once in the fall when they're foraging. So we're coming up on a foraging season. So you'll do a bait at that point. If you have active mounds that you can see in your yard, which typically if we become real rainy here in the next few weeks, let's hope, knock on wood, you can see their nests come up, and then you know that you have a colony there. But if we just start putting insecticides over our whole yard, we create more insect problems. And then what happens is more of the predatory insects like fire ants start to come in to try to put nature back in balance. So, I mean, this is a big, big topic. So what I would do is get a good fire ant bait treat. Any mounds that you see come up around them to start killing the colony. You can start doing things like beneficial nematodes, which is a microscopic little worm that goes in and kills the larva of your fire ants. So where do you live? What part of town are you in?
In Alvin.
in Alvin. So you're, not very close to me in Tomball. But we went to do baits, not a broad spectrum insecticide, because that will create more insect problems.
When you say bait, I'm a little confused there.
Okay.
Is that like the Amdro?
Like an Amdro. And so how it works is it attracts them, they feed on it, and take it down to the colony. Where an insecticide, you put over the whole yard, it kills everything, but it usually just traps your fire ants down deeper, and their colonies get bigger. Mm. And then when the insecticide wears off, they come back bigger and badder than ever. So that's why we want to go at it differently and very targeted.
Okay.
We want to do fire ant bait twice a year, be proactive, and then if you see any little mounds pop up, then treat those mounds. But if you're, you know, if you're doing more of the organic, the microlife, you're gonna over time have less fire ants. Fire ants don't like a happy microbial rich soil.
Mm-hmm.
So they just don't. They'll go to your neighbors where they have yucky soil and not a lot of microbes, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. I always see fire ants in yards that need a lot of work. So you'll still get them occasionally, but they won't be like big mounds all over the yard as your yard gets healthier.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks
for the call, Ray. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. You have got the expert of Sherry from Plants for All Seasons answering your questions, and we will return with Frank after this.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Could sprinklers be killing plants? Check against overwatering. Saves green on the ground and in your wallet. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
What needs our attention this summer? Well, our lawns and landscaping need some extra special TLC and protection. This is time to summer fertilize our turf and our ornamentals. We can use Microlife. Microlife has a variety of products to help us in our lawns and gardens. The Microlife Humates Plus in the purple bag, the Microlife 624, which you've heard us talk about very often, in the green bag, and then we have Microlife Hybrid. These will last you all summer, and they help with our water conservation, and that is heavy on our minds right now. Microlife liquids are for all of our outdoor family, and it's inexpensive, and you get a quick result with the Microlife liquids. They help reduce the stress on our plants and will help our plants survive this summer. It helps us feel good when we help our plants feel good. So the people at Microlife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Microlife products are nutritious for our soils, and they are plant foods for our gardens, flowers, vegetables, and our lawns. They cover it all. Look for Microlife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. MicrolifeFertilizer.com. Microlife, making life better.
And it certainly does, right? Yes. Makes my job easier.
Yes.
So I'm Sherry Hara, Plants for All Seasons, and I'm here with Sandy. And we're here to answer your gardening questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
You've got it, 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we have got Frank on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you ladies doing today? I really enjoy your show. I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for calling.
Tell your friends.
What I'm doing, I'm calling to invite y'all out to my little birdhouse factory out here in Carmine, Texas. If you haven't already been, you need to come on out.
Oh, how fun.
So where is Carmine, Texas?
It's on 290 between Giddings and Brenham.
Oh, I was just through there. Okay, well, I need to know more.
And you have birdhouses?
Well, I build just about every kind of house you can dream of. But lately, what I've been selling more of anything else is owl houses.
Oh, okay. So where do owl house?
My number one sale is Martin houses, of course. But
okay.
Right behind that's some owl houses. I sold a customer one over in Bastrop. He sent me back a picture of an owl sticking its head out of it.
Aww.
And I can tell that to a customer. And, man, I sold an owl house.
I want an owl house. I don't have a tree, though.
They need to be between 8 and 10 feet high.
Okay.
And it's good if there's a lot of branches on the tree. Kind of camouflage them.
Yeah.
But I had one out here, and it was up the tree about 8 feet high, and one morning a squirrel went in there, and I heard a pretty good racket. A few minutes, the owl stuck his head out and wiped his lip and said, lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I might need it. Yeah, I think I could find a tree 8 to 10 foot high. Yeah.
I tell you what, just come on out here and you'll enjoy it. I mean, I got a lot of stuff. I got every kind of songbird house you can dream of.
Well, $290
and getting. Probably never thought about.
So you said you're
on. Five different bluebird houses, and I got about 40 little feeders that go for about $35 a piece.
Wow.
But they work really well, too.
Well,
I really enjoy having y'all out here sometime.
Well, we'd love to. That would be a fun field trip, Sherry.
Abs, I think we should do it.
So $290 and getting.
I'm sold out of butterfly houses right now, but I'm going to build some probably in 2 weeks when it cools off.
Well, very fun, Frank. Well, thanks for letting us know.
The butterfly house is about 3.5 to 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Very ornate. It's quite beautiful. It's kind of a pain in the neck to build, but I build one every now and then.
Well, okay. Frank, well, we'll definitely contact you. That sounds like a fun field trip.
Yes. Thanks for calling.
You have my number there, don't you?
I think we do now.
Yeah, we do now. We've got it now. So, Frank, thanks for calling us. Have a great week.
Well, a few years ago, I was on the front page of the Houston Chronicle on Sunday paper.
Okay. And
they put my website on, but since then my phone number has changed from what's on the website.
Okay. Well, we will look you up and have to come out and do a field trip with you, Frank. Thanks for calling very much. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We have got Carrie and Charles on the line, and we will grab you right after this break.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. With the hot weather upon us, we got some great deals going on. We got a full selection of the summer annuals, tropical hibiscus. We have a lot of the perennial native plants from coreopsis to coneflowers. Even some ice out there a couple of days ago in the chocolate flower just smells like rich chocolate when it's in bloom. The fragrance is wonderful. So we got a full selection waiting for you. Right now is also a very good time to protect your lawn with compost, do some top dressing, and make sure your beds are mulched. People don't realize when soil temperatures get above 70 degrees, the water you put on it goes to keep the plant cool rather than to help the plant grow. So it's imperative to have a good thick layer of mulch on your flower beds and a half inch of compost on your lawns to keep them looking lush and green all summer. We're still cleaning up, expanding the nursery. We've been adding more display gardens, adding different species of plants so people can see them in bloom. Of course, our picnic area we have there is still open for people to come out and just have a picnic lunch back here in the shade and enjoy the beauty of the place. So everybody's welcome. Bring your pets and your children. We're located just off the intersection of Interstate 45 and FM 1488. Go east from I-45 two blocks. You'll see our sign and come on down into the nursery. The Nature's Way Resources Nursery is open from 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. So please come on out and give us a visit. We'd love to help you. And now let's get back to Sandy and Sherry.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening, actually. And thanks for calling in. We have got Carrie and Charles waiting to talk with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Take my call.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, I called about two dead spots in my front yard, about a foot square. And the gentleman there said, suggest I put compost on them. And I did. I think I see a new St. Augustine growth. I'm not 100% sure if it's maybe not just those things that creep around, you know. But my backyard, I've got another spot, except it's just started yellowing. It hasn't gone down to bare earth. And I was wondering, try the same thing, or do I have I don't know what. I mean, I put out insecticide because of it had various old ants and other problems in our yard. Also put down a new layer of Natrofos. Kind of a wits end.
Yeah, so without seeing it, I'm not sure what's going on. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Navasota.
Navasota, okay, so you're quite a bit north.
Yeah,
and so when you say yellowing, is it just like light green, or is it bright yellow with green?
I mean, it's bright yellowing. It looks
bright.
Dead.
Okay, and you haven't used any, so it's like that crispy, like hay
right.
colored. Okay,
right.
Yeah. So it could have been chinch bugs, but if you put the insecticide down, it stopped them. So okay. I would go the next route. I would rake that thatch up, and I would put a layer of the compost down.
Okay, that's easy enough to do.
And then maybe do some hand watering.
It's still, you know, standing straight up, but I can rake it and put compost down. It's not a problem.
Yeah, that's how I would go about it. You know, compost can work wonders.
Yeah.
It'll help hold on to moisture, too.
Okay, and one quick second question. Now, I'm watering, like, every other day.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just my lawn, at the end of the day, just seems to be dried out.
Okay.
And, but yeah, I'm still starting to see yellow patches, not real bright. It's like maybe it's dying off, but is that normal for this type of heat, you think?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of drought stress when I drive through my neighborhood, and I'm seeing a lot of areas with that bright golden, like dead St. Augustine. So
yeah.
Yes, it is stressful. Now, if you can water enough to keep everything alive for now and then start increasing your organic material in your soil over time, the next
okay.
drought that we go through, your yard won't react to it as much. It's like
okay.
one
yeah.
yeah. So that's the name of the game, really, is increase
yeah, I mean,
your organic material.
Yard of the month, I just don't want to get letters from the HOA.
Yeah, you don't want to be spending money on sod to replace it, too, right?
Right?
Exactly.
Now, since
exactly.
he's buying compost anyway, can he spread a thin layer of compost during this hot time?
You just have to be careful.
Wait?
I would just use it on a as-needed basis,
okay.
only because a really good biologically active compost, it can burn if you handle it and it gets oxygen in there and it's not broken down all the way.
Okay.
And then you go put it when it's extremely heat. I have seen it burn.
Okay.
So just treat your areas that you need it right now. And then this fall, mm-hmm. do a compost top dressing.
Well, when I put the compost down on the two spots in the front yard, I watered pretty
perfect.
Not real
yeah.
heavily, but enough to see a slurry.
Good. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
perfect. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I haven't had a lot of experience with compost, so I guess I need to do some reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a really good quality compost like John Ferguson's Nature's Way, and I think they have it up at the co-op in College Station, so
oh.
it's not far from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it's at. It's in Bryan, but I know exactly where
yes.
it's
at. Yes,
it's Nature's Way, and it's the leaf mold compost. I mean, you can feel
it's more. It's the most
difference.
Biologically active compost
it's
that you
great
can
stuff.
Find. Yeah.
yeah.
I always like recommendations. I appreciate it.
You got
All
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for the call, Carrie. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. When we return, we will have Charles on the line.
Good fences make good neighbors. So the saying goes, it's not what fences do, but what they say. Caring how a fence looks for both you and your neighbor says you called Southland Fence. Wood, iron, chain link, aluminum, or even vinyl. A good neighbor fence starts at Southland Fence, a Tom Tynan certified home show pro. Plus, with 0% interest up to 18 months, the time for your new fence is now. Let Southland Fence make you a good neighbor. Visit southlandfence.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Sandy. We are at Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And I have Sherry Hara here. We have been lucky enough to have her sharing her wisdom. She is from Plants for All Seasons, one of the owners out there. It's a family-owned and operated business. Both you and your sister are out there working.
And my brothers and my dad.
I didn't know your brothers
and my sister-in-law.
Were out there.
Yeah, we are truly family.
Okay. I think I saw your brother out there yesterday because, you know, he looked really familiar, and I think maybe because he's got the same facial features.
Yes.
Except for he has hair on his face.
Yes, they're all bearded.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's one of them. Well, this is Sandy, but we are at Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And Sherry, we have got Charles who has been waiting on the line. Thanks for waiting, Charles. What do you have for us?
Yes. Good morning. How are you all?
Good.
Doing good.
Good. I just have a couple of quick questions. One, I think you kind of answered about doing a compost top dressing with this heat. And you said that this isn't a good time to do it. I guess in a similar situation as the last caller where mm-hmm. I have some brown spots in my front yard, but the heat, the sun is so intense, I mm-hmm. didn't know if this was the right time to do a compost top dress or should I wait?
So I wouldn't. Okay, so there's two answers here. So on your brown, stressed out areas, by all means, do some compost in those areas and water it in very heavily, okay? I wouldn't do a big compost, like over your whole yard with like a pile of compost that's delivered, because through that moving of the compost and oxygen mixing in, it could heat up and it can burn. And I have seen that happen. But if you if you just need a few bags, and you have some small spots, then yes, go ahead and do it and water it in really good.
Okay. Cause I have a fairly large area in the front yard where I think I had some, chinch bugs.
Yes.
But I think I killed them. But okay. Of course, that whole area looks very thatchy now.
And damaged.
And so,
yeah.
And so part of my question was, is that an area that I need to rake out first, or mm-hmm. can I just put a top dress over it? And because I see in certain spots within that thatchy area, I can see green sprouts coming back through. And so I didn't know, did I just need to let it be and let the sprouts just slowly come back through, mm-hmm. or did I need to rake it out?
So there's more than one way that you can go about it. But if it was in my yard, I would give it a little rake to loosen up that thatch.
Okay.
And remove some of it because you don't want that much thatch in there. Then compost top dress and water it in really good with something like super seaweed or ocean harvest. That's going to help the grass in the area to recover, and it's actually going to cool the soil. And then just kind of do some hand watering in that area till you start to get more recovery, because we want to keep that soil moist, not wet, but moist, so that the sun doesn't like beat down and dry it out, like, you know, like harden it because it's exposed.
Okay. Now, my second question has to do with this is some potted plants. My wife has some, I guess you call them peace lilies in pots. And recently, when I say recently, probably last month, because they were outgrowing the pot, so I repotted two of the peace lilies with new potting soil or whatever. But ever since they've been repotted, it's like they look sickly. They're still alive because they're green, but it's like they've drooped over and they don't stand up anymore. And I've tried a couple of different things, like I added some super seaweed to it that seemed to give it a little vibrancy. But then I started to notice they're like these black gnats or just little gnats that seem to be around in the soil. And since we keep them in the house, you know, we started to notice these little gnats. And so when I started to try to figure out where they were coming from, then I looked into the plants and I could see them just kind of flying all around.
What potting soil did you use?
Oh, Now, that I don't remember now because it was a while ago.
Okay. So the gnats can come in the soil.
Okay.
Are they what's causing the wilt and the problem? No, it's probably more.
I don't think so because they started to wilt almost like a day after they were repotted. Yeah.
So and that so soil, you might need to actually just start over and get something like Fox Farm has one called Ocean Forest, and I love it for interior plants because it has a beneficial fungus in there, and you don't, you're less likely to get those gnats. But when we have gnats, we're kind of indicating that that soil down low where those roots are may be staying too wet.
Okay.
And the top is dry and it looks dry, but it's staying wet at the bottom. And that's how we have the soil gnats. They have to have moisture to reproduce.
Do we need to take our indoor plants outside a little bit sometimes? Or
No, not necessarily. Okay. But we just need to make sure that soil is drying out between waterings. And it's hard when you see that wilt, you react and you water, and it could be staying too wet.
So check the bottom.
So the best thing to do is to repot it?
Repot it with a really good potting soil, not anything with soil.
And what was your recommendation?
Fox Farm Ocean Forest is going to be my is my favorite for the interior plants.
Okay, Fox Farm Ocean Forest.
Yep.
Okay.
And then make sure, you know what, Sherry, what about his new pots? Because he's got them in new pots. So make sure the new pots are draining.
Make sure they're draining. Okay. And make sure they're not too big. You know, sometimes we pot them too big, and then
now,
there's too much room.
Quickly about pots, what is better, using plastic pots or clay pots?
Well, for inside, it really doesn't matter. Outside, I'm more on the clay pots because they can breathe inside, not as much as long as you know you're not overwatering them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thanks, Charles. What a great call, because we didn't even get to touch on indoor plants very much.
There's so much.
Yeah, there's so much. But the gnats is a good point because there was a question that came in about gnats.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the repotting is a good point. And I did not realize the bottom may not be draining as well.
Yes, top looks dry, bottom's wet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got one in the bedroom that I think I know the solution now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Now that we're talking about potting soils, it brings to mind Jenny Saucier.
Yes.
With Landscaper's Pride. So happy birthday to Jenny.
Happy birthday.
Yes, it is her birthday. Great products they have out there. So I hope she has a wonderful day in this warm weather. Hopefully she gets to spend some time outside in the sun. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.